The Rembrandts, and I'll be there for you. Good morning. Now, next year, which isn't that far away, marks the 125th anniversary of an institution based here in Liverpool, but with a worldwide reputation. When the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine was founded by Sir Alfred Jones in 1898, it was the first institution of its kind anywhere in the whole of the world. Now, for the past 125 years, it's been at the forefront of cutting-edge research and teaching in the field of tropical medicine. And to mark this incredible anniversary, we're going to be talking to different people from LTSM. One of those is Sarah Lewis-Newton, who is with us now. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for bringing the Christmas chocolate coins.
You're very welcome.
That's what they look like, don't they?
They do, to be fair.
Brought in, let me just explain. I've left them over the other side. Let me just grab them here, because I'll be very gentle with these, because they're very, very important. I have in my hands a Nobel Prize.
That's right.
Which does look like a great big Christmas chocolate coin.
It absolutely does, although I wouldn't advise trying to unwrap them.
No, I won't. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. You've been at the School of Tropical Medicine for over 16 years now.
That's right.
How did you start there?
I'm a medical librarian and scientific librarian by trade.
Yeah.
And when I saw the job advertised, I couldn't not do it. Everybody from Liverpool knows about the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine.
Yeah.
It's such an important, vibrant place that I had to apply, and I was lucky enough to get the job.
So what was it like when you got it? Cartwheeling.
I was really excited. Bizarrely, I was at my cousin's wedding in a car on the way in Italy when I got the phone call to say that I got it. So I was absolutely elated and delighted to start there.
Did you respond with that classical Merseyside response of, you're messing?
Almost.
You're messing.
Almost. Although, you know, with a Merseyside car full of Liverpudlians, everybody burst into cheers when they found out. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You're like a scientist now. Did you get all that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. You mentioned that everybody knows about the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. However, I mentioned to one of your colleagues last week, I used to pass it on the bus,
mm-hmm.
see the big gold letters, the big gold sign.
That's right.
And I didn't have a clue what went on there. The only thing I knew about the school was there was a Liverpool fellow who played for Manchester United who went there called Steve Coppell. And that was the only bit of information I knew about the school. But what goes on in there, it is absolutely incredible. It's gone on for 125 years.
It has. Absolutely. And one of the really interesting things about my job is I am the custodian of the archive. So I have all sorts of information about the innovators that have worked at LSTM throughout the years, their scientific discoveries. And again, the Nobel Prize is one of those.
That's a responsibility, though. As soon as you say custodian, you go, hang on a minute, that's a big responsibility.
When you are a librarian or an archivist, it's your job to build the collection and make sure it's there for the generations to come. Mm. So I'm not an owner of anything. I am a custodian, and I'm looking forward, you know, to making sure it's as good as it can be to pass on to the next librarian.
Well, I was going to say, in many years to come, and it will be many years, I'm sure. You're not planning on going anywhere.
Oh, absolutely not. They'll have to throw me out there.
So you'll pass that on to the next custodian, the gatekeeper, if you like. You know the history of the institution inside out as well.
Yeah.
When anything new comes along, it's human nature for people to be skeptical about, oh, it's new. Oh, hang on a minute. I'm not too sure about that. What was it like? Did people get it at first? I mean, surely we didn't know at the time it was going to be so important. How could we?
We absolutely couldn't know how important the school was going to be and the work that we do was going to become. And I think that's the measure of LSTM as an institution, that right from the beginning we said, right, we're going to find all these new things, all these innovations that are coming through. And I know you're speaking to Bertie and to Tina and to Nick, and I don't know who else you've got on this week, but lots of exciting people that will talk about the further innovations and the innovations that are happening now and in the future. The fact that we were involved during the COVID pandemic with testing, the fact that right from the early years, some of our scientists then were thinking about antibiotic resistance. Mm. And so thinking about all of those things, it's something we've never stopped. And even if people were skeptical, we've been able to prove with the science that we do there how important it is and what an impact it can make, not just to us here in Liverpool, but globally.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. And I think when COVID happened, we were doing the radio all the way through, and we were talking to your colleagues as well. Mm-hmm. And I think during that time, a lot of people in the city who've known about the school forever suddenly realised and went, ah, it's not just mosquitoes. No. You know, and there is that, isn't it? Oh, they just deal with malaria and mosquitoes up there. But we were talking to your colleagues who were actually working on vaccine information at the time, before that, you know, day in December, what, 2-3 years ago now, when the first jab went in the arm, they were working on that. They were encouraging people to come forward for tests. And so it was quite a privilege as a broadcaster to be able to do that and to talk to your colleagues, you know, during that difficult time.
Absolutely. And I think lots of us listened to Longwear, and particularly when Bertie was on the air. And again, as we mentioned before, his crumb of comfort went out not just to the whole of Merseyside, but to his colleagues too. I think we all took some comfort from that, from listening to the people that are important in our organisation, that are part of what we do every day.
Yeah. I have in front of me Nobel Prize, which I mentioned. I was only joking about the chocolate coins, but they the huge medals, aren't they? The, oh, not quite saucer size, but that's the prize. And there's another one. There's the Mary Kingsley prize,
yes,
as well.
Yes, the Mary Kingsley
tell
medal.
Tell me about this. Can I give you them back now? Because I'm bound to drop them.
Of
crack
course,
them.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll pop them over there.
Brilliant.
All right.
So the Nobel Prize itself was awarded to Ronald Ross. He was the first Nobel recipient of a Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
And he was awarded that for proving the link between malaria transmission and mosquitoes. And that was in 1902. So again, a very important discovery.
So that's from 1902.
That's from 1902 in your hand, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, we owe him a debt as well for the library, because the library at LSTM started with a donation of his books, which we still have, again, because lots of them are very old books. We keep them in controlled conditions, but anybody, if they wanted to look at them, can make an appointment and have a look at some of those.
So
books.
Anyone can just go, oh, I heard this on the radio, or, you know, I've heard about, you
Absolutely.
Know, the library, can we come in and have a look?
Absolutely. So what one thing that, as a librarian, and I think the rest of LSTM, is we want to make sure people know about us, about what we do, and as an information professional, which all librarians and archivists are, I want to make sure as many people as possible can look at the information. I'm not a gatekeeper, I'm an enabler, so people can come and have a look at what we've got. So it's really important that we do have that. And the other prize that we have there is the Mary Kingsley Prize, and that's awarded to people who have excellence in the field of tropical medicine, and it's awarded by LSTM. Now, Mary Kingsley was amazing. We'd have all loved her. She wasn't allowed to go to university. All of her brothers went to Oxford and Cambridge.
Is this because she was female?
Because she was female, and again, very common at that time. So she decided that she was going to go off and do her own thing. So she went travelling in West Africa, went and had a look around and engaged with the people that she met there. And she was really, really adamant and petitioned Alfred Lewis Jones, who was one of our founding members, that we should be looking after the people that we go and work with just as much as the people that were bringing the diseases back upon the ships that Alfred Lewis Jones owned, because he was one of the managing directors of the Elder Dempster Line. Because, you know, like most organisations, we come from a colonial past, from that idea.
We're an island, aren't we?
That's absolutely the thing. So the fact that she did that really led to what LSTM does. I mean, she went right the way through. And another brilliant female academic that we had, Alwyn Evans, who was our first female academic employed directly by LSTM, she was always of the opinion that LSTM, and this she spread to her colleagues and it's carried on, that we're not experts. The people we go out and help, they're the experts. With specialists.
Right, okay.
And that's carried all the way through, because LSTM, Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, so Liverpool essentially is our home, this is where we started, but what we do influences people and helps people in their own homes, wherever they are globally.
We take it for granted sometimes, don't we? You know, the incredible work that's gone on by
absolutely
by many men and many women as well, you know, through the years, and will continue to do so. We're lucky to have you.
Yes, and we are lucky to be in Liverpool. Liverpool is the sort of city where an organisation like ours can thrive. Mm. We're all Scousers here, so it's really important that we keep Liverpool as our base. Yes, we have bases all over the world. We've got a brilliant base in Malawi. We work with people in Kenya. We work all over the globe.
Well, you can't do what you do without having bases all over the place.
Absolutely.
You
know, we can't. And it's really important that we work with our colleagues and work with our partners globally to make sure that LSTM can be the best that we can be and work with these really important, really intelligent, really groundbreaking researchers all over the world.
You love your job, don't you?
I do.
I can tell. Yeah. I can tell. Well, next year is going to be the biggie, and we're just building up to, as I said at the start, you know, we're only a few weeks away from 2023. So I'm sure you've got things planned for the next 12 months. I'm not saying reel them all off now, but it's going to be stuff that we're going to be really interested in.
There is. In fact, this week on Thursday the 1st, we have Chris Whitty, who is giving the Leave a Hume lecture. Now,
is he bringing slides?
I hope so. And I do hope he asks someone next
please
slide,
bring please. Slides, Professor
Absolutely,
Whitty.
You have to. It's the law. But even if you can't go along and be there, because I suspect it's been oversubscribed quite heavily, it's going to be available online. So even if you can't get there, you can watch it live online. So please go to the LSTM website and it will tell you all the information that you need to know.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in on the programme, Sarah. And looking forward to meeting the rest of your colleagues. I spoke to Dame Tina.
She's brilliant, isn't
she? Towards the back end of last week. And when you see the word Dame, you go... So straight away I went, how would you like me to address you, Dame? She went, Tina from Eton.
Yeah, she doesn't make you curtsy anymore now. It's fine.
She went, just call me Tina. I'm from Eton. I said, that'll do for me then. That's fine. And it's fascinating, really, isn't it, that, you know, Tina doing what she does, you know, with the newborn and the midwifery, and then down the corridor, third door on the left, you're dealing with snake bites.
Absolutely.
It's literally like that.
It really is.
It's fantastic. Brilliant. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Don't forget to take your prizes there. Don't leave them around here, mate. You won't see them again.
Brilliant. Thank you.